Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hoax last night. I'm hoping this whole swatting thing is not becoming a trend. We saw what happened at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital Wednesday night. And then last night, same thing, reports of an armed individual at the Claremont Colleges. That also ended up being a hoax. The sad thing is when these calls are made, you don't know if they're real or a hoax. And the police response is huge because this could be a very serious incident. To help me and hopefully you wrap our heads around what is going on, Detective Adam Cervantes of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is joining me this morning. Detective Cervantes, how often does this actually happen? I mean, we've seen this now happen twice in the past 2 days.
I can say that it's very sparse. I've had an opportunity to work a variety of different stations, and there's not a consistency amongst the different stations within the county that get these types of calls.
But every time you get a call like this, you never know if it's real or a hoax like we've seen. What are the consequences if somebody were to get caught as a suspect for these type of swatting calls?
They can be pretty severe. I mean, particularly for like what happened in Loma Linda. I mean, that's a huge law enforcement, large scale response. There's the threat of violence and weapons being used. So there's a few felonies that'll be charged if that suspect's identified.
And are you guys currently trying to find the suspect? Is there like a task force for that?
Not a task force. We have Central Station that has Loma Linda in its jurisdiction that's involved with that. And then we have our Criminal Intelligence Division. And so there's a couple of divisions within our department. I believe just because of the nature of the large-scale response, we might have some federal agencies helping with that to try and track and locate where the call came from and identify a suspect.
Is it safe to assume that the Loma Linda and the Claremont incidences are connected, or is that just a coincidence?
At this time, we don't have any information to indicate that they are related. It could be a coincidence.
Well, Detective Cervantes, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you informing the IE of what's going on. So thank you so much for that and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Kelly.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.